Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says officials will not tolerate violence or property destruction after a peaceful protest downtown turned violent Saturday evening. For member station WABE in Atlanta, Shemaine Cruz has more.
Six people were arrested Saturday during a protest against the construction of a public safety training facility in Atlanta known as Cop City. The protest comes days after a state trooper shot and killed a 26-year-old man at the proposed site of the training facility. At least three buildings were vandalized and one police car was set on fire. In a direct message to more people who may have been involved in the destruction, Mayor Dickens said,
"We will find you and we will arrest you and you will be held accountable."
Authorities allege the man shot a state trooper and officers fired back. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Cruz in Atlanta.
Tennessee's governor was sworn in Saturday for his second term in office. During his inaugural address, Republican Bill Lee touted the state's rapid growth. From member station WPLN, Alexis Marshall reports.
Governor Bill Lee recruited big corporations to bring thousands of jobs to the state. That includes projects like Ford's electric vehicle plant going up in West Tennessee. Now, Lee says he's focusing on ways to keep up with that progress.
We need a transportation strategy and an energy strategy.
Lee also pledged to protect Tennessee's environment and resolve staffing and care issues at the state's Department of Children's Services. Lee has previously backed culture war legislation. He signed one of the nation's strictest abortion laws and anti-LGBTQ bills. For NPR News, I'm Alexis Marshall in Nashville.
New York Congressman George Santos refused to answer questions about his campaign finances or investigations he's facing when confronted by reporters on Saturday. He did, however, respond to a question about reports that he once performed in drag while in Brazil, something he has denied before.
I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
The Republican freshman has been criticized for lying about many aspects of his work and personal life, including saying during his campaign that he's Jewish when he isn't. He also said his mother witnessed the September 11th attack on New York, but immigration records show she was out of the country at the time. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has fired the country's army chief. The move came after Lula said repeatedly that some army members allowed the January 8th uprising at the country's capital to take place. Supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro stormed through public buildings early this month and damaged public property. Patrick Mahomes threw for 195 yards and two touchdowns Saturday to lead the Kansas City Chiefs to a 27-20 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. That wins them a place in their fifth straight AFC title game. They'll play the winner of Sunday's game between Cincinnati and Buffalo in Philadelphia. The Eagles beat the Giants 38-7. You're listening to NPR News. 44-year-old Chris Hipkins is New Zealand's new prime minister. He's replacing Jacinda Ardern, who has served in that role for more than 5 years.
And I am absolutely humbled and honoured that in those conversations I have had incredibly strong support from my caucus colleagues, my Labour team, and that consensus has emerged and they have indicated that they will support me to be the party's next leader and therefore the next prime minister.
Hipkins was the only candidate on Sunday's ballot. Ardern surprised the nation with her resignation last week. California issued first-in-the-nation guidelines this week to protect the health and safety of more than 300,000 domestic workers in the state. From member station KQED, Farida Jabvala Romero has more.
Cleaners, nannies, and caregivers often report getting hurt or sick on the job from repetitive motion injuries, exposure to toxic cleaning chemicals, or contagious illnesses. Yet, they're excluded from workplace health and safety laws in most states, a remnant of slavery, say historians, and the devaluing of work traditionally done by women.
Esto es un comienzo.
Socorro Diaz, a house cleaner from Santa Rosa, was on the advisory committee convened by a state law to develop voluntary guidelines for employers to identify and control home hazards.
Si lo que realmente queremos es una ley.
Diaz says the new guidelines are a step in the right direction to end the exclusion in California. She hopes for more steps this year. For NPR News, I'm Farida Jabvala Romero in Oakland.
And I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.